Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. State Department releases 2018 annual report on international religious freedom. New Falun Dafa practitioners experience extraordinary health improvements. Belgium passes new bill banning medical tourism for organ transplants. Military doctor remains firm in her belief despite 8-year sentence. Japan, Falun Gong practitioners in Osaka and Kobe raise awareness of the persecution ahead of G20 summit. And spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance at community events. Now for the stories.
U.S. State Department releases 2018 annual report on international religious freedom. The United States Department of State released its 2018 annual report on international religious freedom on the afternoon of June 21, 2019. As in previous years, the report lists China as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 for having engaged in or tolerated particularly severe violations of religious freedom. Secretary of State Mike R. Pompeo said at the press release, "I'm proud to be here today to speak about the State Department's ongoing mission to advance international religious freedom." As in previous years, our report exposes a chilling array of abuses committed by oppressive regimes, violent extremist groups, and individual citizens. For all those that run roughshod over religious freedom, I'll say this: the United States is watching, and you will be held to account. And in China, the government's intense persecution of many faiths, Falun Gong practitioners, Christians and Tibetan Buddhists among them, is the norm, he explained. The Chinese Communist Party has exhibited extreme hostility to all religious faiths since its founding. The party demands that it alone be called God. United States Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, said, "China has declared war on faith. We've seen increasing Chinese government abuse of believers of nearly all faiths and from all parts of the mainland." He condemned the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong, Uyghurs, Tibetan Buddhists, and underground Christians, adding that the atrocity should shock everyone's conscience. Brownback said to the Chinese communist regime, "Do not be mistaken, you will not win your war on faith. This will have consequences on your standing at home and around the world."
New Falun Dafa practitioners experience extraordinary health improvements. The 57th 9-day Falun Dafa workshop successfully concluded on June 5, 2019, at the Tianti Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea. At the end of the workshop, which is held every month at the bookstore, participants shared their experiences. The new Falun Dafa practitioners experienced varying degrees of improvement in their health. They credited this to the Falun Dafa teachings and exercises. Nan Qishan, a naturopathic doctor, started to practice Falun Dafa after witnessing dramatic changes in her husband, who used to be hot-tempered. Last month, he attended a 9-day workshop, and 3 days into it, he could control his temper. "He used to be a heavy drinker," his wife related, "but after the workshop, he refused to take a drink. He also changed his diet and had little interest in meat." Nan Qishan did the exercises every day with her husband at the local practice site. Being a doctor of naturopathy, she'd done a lot of research into alternative healing methods, but she had never come across anything with the healing powers of Falun Dafa. She said, "I feel so fortunate and grateful to have found such a good practice. It makes me feel as if I've been reborn. And the unsettling feeling about the unknown future is gone." Song Ruqiang works for an IT company as a programmer. He'd always been interested in cultivation practice and found Falun Dafa while surfing the internet. After attending the workshop, he remarked, "Falun Dafa is a very good practice and can help one improve quickly." Song had studied many other Qigong practices in the past, but shared, "This will be my last one. It can achieve something in 4 days that would take other practices 20 years. My experience proves that Falun Dafa is extraordinary."
Belgium passes new bill banning medical tourism for organ transplants. The International Medical Travel Journal reported that Belgium's primary legislative body had passed a new bill on April 25th that would punish all parties involved in the buying and selling human organs for commercial purposes, citing a recent report from the Epoch Times. A clause in the bill references a resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China, which was passed by the European Parliament in December 2013. Violators face up to 20 years of imprisonment and fines of over $1 million. If an organized criminal group is involved in such trade, all individuals in the group will face punishment. The article stipulates that the law is not only effective within Belgium. It prohibits all Belgium citizens from procuring organs, regardless of where the transaction took place, effectively banning medical tourism for organ transplants. The regulations stipulate that the organ seller and recipient, as well as any middlemen, doctors who were consulted, or other medical workers who participated in the sale of organs for profit will be punished under the law. In explaining what constitutes illegal organ transplant procedures, the proposal brings up the issue of forced organ harvesting, a scenario in which organs are involuntarily removed from individuals who did not express consent. The resolution expressed deep concern over persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in the People's Republic of China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their religious beliefs and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups. The European Parliament resolution called on China to immediately end the practice of organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Belgium is the first country in Europe that refers to the European resolution of 2013. The Belgian bill will next move to the Senate, after which the King will sign it into law. The Czech Republic also recently considered plans to reduce transplant tourism.
Military doctor remains firm in her belief despite 8-year sentence. Ms. Wang Weichun, a military doctor in Liaoning province, was sentenced to 8 years of imprisonment for practicing Falun Gong. After being taken to the Liaoning Women's Prison on January 5, 2017, her health deteriorated. Prison officials have tried repeatedly to convince her to renounce her belief in exchange for a reduced term, but Ms. Wang remains determined in her faith. During family visits, she has told her family that she was innocent and would not bow to unjustified persecution. Ms. Wang, a colonel in the Shenyang military region, is responsible for both research and teaching. After she began practicing Falun Gong in 1996, her numerous illnesses disappeared, including heart disease, liver problems, lumbar disc herniation, and severe anemia. She also became more open-minded and a better person. Because of her belief in Falun Gong, however, Ms. Wang was previously arrested 6 times between 2001 and 2014, and her home was ransacked 3 times. Each time there was no warrant for either the arrests or the searches. On December 6, 2014, she was sentenced to 8 years of imprisonment. Her family did not know her whereabouts until they received a phone call from Liaoning Women's Prison. The detention center had sent Ms. Wang to the prison on January 5, 2017, without notifying her family. When her family went there to request a visit, prison officials denied the request, saying that they had to wait for 2 months for Ms. Wang's training and orientation. Liaoning Women's Prison has been known to detain many practitioners. According to released practitioners, this two-month training period amounts to time for physical abuse and brainwashing to try to force practitioners to renounce their belief. Ms. Wong's blood pressure remained high at 230 when she was admitted to the prison. Worried about her health, her family contacted officials requesting release on medical bail. The request was denied, and one officer told the family, "The detention will continue here unless it is a terminal illness."
Japan. Falun Gong practitioners in Osaka and Kobe raise awareness of the persecution ahead of G20 summit. Osaka will host the G20 summit on June 28th and 29th, 2019, to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong and request an immediate stop to the persecution in China ahead of the summit. Falun Gong practitioners in Japan held a series of activities in Osaka and Kobe on Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises in Osaka Castle Park on the morning of Saturday, June 8th. They then participated in a parade that traveled through downtown Osaka. Before the parade set off, a Kobe city councilman personally came to show his support for the practitioners' efforts. He was a Kamakura city councilman before being elected to the Kobe City Council 2 years ago. During his service with the Kamakura City Council, he introduced a bill to regulate organ transplant laws. The Chinese embassy attempted to pressure him to withdraw the bill several times but failed. The bill passed and is the only one in all of Japan's city councils that specifically mentions the persecution of Falun Gong. Practitioners in Kobe held a rally and parade on Sunday, June 9th. Many elected officials and lawyers attended the rally to express their support for Falun Gong. A human rights lawyer who has supported Falun Gong for the past 15 years said that the Chinese embassy had attempted to interfere with the practitioners' parade by applying political pressure. Before the parade, Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the exercises in Kobe East Park. The parade started from Kobe East Park after the rally.
Spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance at community events. For more than two decades, Falun Gong practitioners around the world have invested tremendous effort into spreading the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which are the guiding teachings of their meditation practice. Practitioners participate in a variety of local community events to demonstrate the beauty of the practice and to introduce it to people. This report covers events that were recently held in Latvia and the U.S. Daugavpils, Latvia, the second largest city in the country, celebrated its 744th birthday on June 7th through June 9th, 2019. The celebrations attracted thousands of visitors from around the world. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the city's celebratory parade on Saturday, June 8th. After the parade, practitioners held a free exercise workshop in a local park to teach people the five Falun Gong exercises. Falun Gong practitioners from Portland, Oregon, and nearby cities have participated in the annual Grand Floral Parade for many years. The parade is one of the most popular activities in the annual Portland Rose Festival. Falun Gong's Tian Guo Marching Band delighted the crowds this year with their powerful music. The 150-member marching band was the largest band in the parade. Dressed in traditional Chinese costumes, the band played many songs composed by practitioners. One of the most common comments from the audience about their performance was the strong energy. Visitors at the Slow Living Expo in Brattleboro Common in Vermont learned the gentle and stress-reducing exercises of Falun Gong on Saturday, June 8th. The expo celebrates farming, local produce, and green, sustainable living. Practitioners in New York City attended a local summer fair in Murray Hill on the east side of Manhattan on Sunday, June 9th. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises, passed out flyers, and taught children how to fold paper lotus flowers. Many fairgoers asked for information about local exercise sites. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.